Today's learning from the Mishnah Chaim Lusim Shem Shai Yemayshu then Neil Rivka Bas Mayshu Israel Spirit Chus Pruch Shlaim Achayim Mayshu Shem and Malkim and Bracha Basarim Sarim Malkim at Yitzchak Pegel Bina and a Chus for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding Simon Reish Samach Gimel, and we are up to Sif Dalet. We're talking, continuing this discussion regarding Hadlakas Neiros, let's start over here. Siftal loy yakdim lamar lalikim oida yom gadol. A person should not light the candles when it's still very, very early in the day. So even if you have very large candles that are going to last all the way into the night, says the mechaber, she'oz ainen nikar shemadlika lechvayda Shabbos. People, you light a candle in the morning, could be a 25-hour candle, but people are not going to know that you're doing that for a covered Shabbos. V'gam lo ya'achen, certainly shouldn't do it too late. Because, as we've mentioned a number of times previously, we don't want to chas v'shalom run into a potential issue with Melech Shabbos. What happens if you want to be mekabel early Shabbos? Then it's Rishoy. Then, of course, you're allowed to. That's not called being magdim and doing it too early. And the Mechaber gives us a little bit of a review. Remember, we've said this a bunch of times. You cannot be Mekabel Shabbos prior to Plaga Mincha. Shehu Sharevi Kardim Alayla, which is an hour and a quarter before the night. And of course, Mishabru is going to give us our review again as to when we start counting the hour and a quarter. Let's just do the Ramah over here ready once we got this far. Says Ramah, Ayin Lekam and Simon Reish Samach Zayin. The im hayon ner dolik, if the candle was lit, what happens if you had a candle that was lit early in the day, and now you want to use that candle for Shabbos? Yichabenu, you should put it out. And you can relight it. Let's see the Mishabur on all this. That we're talking about a long time before what we said is Tais for Shabbos, right? Uzman Tais for Shabbos. When is Taisa Shabbos? We're going to review over here. That is 3 1/4 mil after the start of Shkia, right? So, which is basically about almost 60 minutes after Shkia, right? But remember, we said that that was the remaining time sheet. Which we went through this at length. The Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Gimel. The Maskin and Sham. What do we come out over there? The Misha Parashatzi Walacha Chatzi Shai Al Kapanim Shlisha Koy the Mashkiya. That somebody who stops working, stops Malacha a half hour or a third, at least a third of an hour before Shkia, Ashrei Loy is praised. The Yaitza Bezei Yedei Kolar is shining, because in that case you're being Yaitza Tais for Shabbos according to all the Rishonim. That is not considered Ba'odayim Gadol. That would be considered lighting right before Shabbos, and you don't have to be concerned that you're being magdim too early. Lo ya'acher, we shouldn't go too late. Heinu, heicha shu madlik betzimtzu b'soiv zman amutta. You go right up to the edge. You go right up to right before when Shabbos starts. V'atam mishum neshema benkechu benkechi achaz man. You're gonna miss the time. V'ayin leol b'simen reish samapesiv katan yud aleph b'shabur. That we discussed over there, that in general we should be careful about not doing malacha right up to the last minute, because you potentially run into a problem. Ula kabel olav. However, said the mechaber, if somebody wants to be mekabel Shabbos early, heinu, what does that mean to be mekabel Shabbos early, and therefore I am able to light candles early? Heinu sheyif perchatz mekom malachas asuris. That means you're completely being mekabel Shabbos. Vafbilu meoisin dvarim shem asurim derabbanon. Even the derabbanons. That is what kabbalah Shabbos is. If you do that from Plaga Mincha and on, then you can light before then, and it's not considered being Magdim. Ula Maila, we said Plaga Mincha and on. I will koid them Plaga Mincha before Kaba Mincha and Kabbalah say Kabbalah after the Evid. You cannot be Makabal Shabbos prior to Plaga Mincha. Vayim Asim and Reish Samach Aleph, Sifkat Lechafei, Mishabur. We already went through this. Halaila, it's an hour and a quarter before the night. Tainu Tseis, Shleishas Kechavim, an hour and a quarter before Tseis. However, which is an hour and a quarter before Shkia. No matter which sheet you say, whether Plaga Mincha is an hour and a quarter before Tseis or an hour and a quarter before Shkia, according to all sheetas, this is Shah's Manias, meaning on a short day like now in the winter, The hour and a quarter is a shorter period of time. On a long day during the summer, the hour and a quarter is a longer period of time. You take each day, you divide it up into 12 parts, so whether it's long or short. According to the Mechaber, how do we calculate Plaga Mincha? We go from Alois until Tzeis and divide that by 12. We go from Neit until Shkia, we divide that up. So we've done this all before already. So he said that if the candle was already lit from way before Shabbos, even it was after Plaga Mincha, you didn't light it for Shabbos, you lit it for other reasons. If you lit it for Shabbos, even though you were not mekabel Shabbos with the lighting of those candles, so you don't have to put them out and relight it. After lechatchilo, you should not have lit early. So let's say Shabbos this week is starting. Hadlakas Neris is 4:12, right, or 4:15, right? So really, up until a half hour before that, that's fine. Or if you're being mekabel Shabbos, at any time past Plaga Mincha is fine. But let's say I decide that I want to light candles at 3:30. Okay, it's after Plaga Mincha, but it's still a considerable time before Shabbos. I'm not being mekabel Shabbos. That is wrong. I should not light my candles then. I should wait. Now, so what the Mishabur is telling me, there's two scenarios. I could have lit a candle at 3:30, nothing to do with Shabbos. I needed a candle for some reason, so I lit a candle. That situation, I should put it out and relight it, Letzarech Shabbos. Or I went ahead at 3:30. I said, I want to light my candles early. And I have big candles. I'm not worried about them not lasting long enough. I light my candle at 3:30. Now, I was wrong. I should not have lit it, but I lit it Letzarech Shabbos. In that case, I do not have to relight it. And now let's see this inside. After Chatchila loy hoy la han le kol kach mekaydem. Even though Chatchila he should not have lit it at that point, she'ein a nikkashem at likel at Tzarek Shabbos, because it's not obvious they're lighting it for Shabbos. Mikol makam b'diavad shapadami b'diavad, you were okay, v'ayim b'bialocha, and see what the bialocha discusses this further. Okay, let's go, let's start with Sifhei. When you light the candles, Yivarech, you make the bracha, and this goes to both men and women. Usually, as we said earlier this week, usually the woman is lighting in the house, but if there's no woman in the house, man is traveling or he's alone, he needs to light candles. When you light, it's a mitzvah, and therefore you make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech ha'olam, asher kedishanu b'mitzvoisa v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. Echa de ish v'echa de isha. This applies both to the man and to the women, okay? And to a woman. Let's stop over here before we go into the next line in the Mechaber. K'sheyadlik. Yesh Aymrim. So, very interesting Mishabur here. K'sheyesh chuppah b'erev Shabbos. So, we know that they used to get married on Erev Shabbos. I think if you go to Europe, you still find this. U'ma'achrim ba'ad achas Shkiyas Hachama. Oftentimes, the chuppah, the festivities, last until after Shkiyas Hachama. Now the woman doesn't want to be mekabel Shabbos before the chuppah, because she still might have to do malacha. But if she has to light before the chuppah, because she's not going to be home in until after Shkia. So what are you supposed to do? So Mishabura says, light the candle before the chuppah without a bracha. When it's dark, Tifres Yadela on Neris, she spreads her hands out over the Neris, like we'll see soon as a minig when they light the candles, with his baruch, and she should bench the bracha then. Oi, she should do Adayim Bein Hashmashas, Acha Chuppah, another solution. Toi Melena Yehudi Lahadlik, or says the Mishnah Berurah, you can tell, you come home after the Chuppah, it's after Shkia, but it's still Bein Hashmashas. And You tell the guy to light the light. Gazrael shvus beina shmashus litzarech mitzvah. As we learned previously, during beina shmashus, amira la'akim, which is only a shvus litzarech mitzvah, is mutter. Canal b'simir reish samach ayin v'hi tevarech, and she makes the bracha. Okay, so that is this yeshaimer. Okay. V'tamahu achrayim al zeh. The achrayim are very perplexed by this eitzah. Again, what was the eitzah? One of two things. Either I light before the chuppah and I make the bracha later on, or I come home, it's still bein hashmashes, I have a goy light and I make the bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I got a problem with this. The loy shayach bracha bedluka by medes. You can't. We don't make a bracha on candles that are lit already. Ubeprat the atu's man isa lahadlik, especially when it's a time that you can't light because it's already asa to light. But eich time but tzivani lahadlik. How can you say you commanded me to light right now? You're not allowed to light. While idach takana the eights of the goy the time and yehudi lahadlik gam ken kosher. It's also shreha ain't shlichas leinuundi. You can't make a goy yishliach. I'm making the bracha. I'm making the goy the shliach. How does that work? So if he's not my shliach, then if he's not the woman shliach, then she's not lighting. If she's not lighting, how does she make a bracha? Even a yid that tells another yid. So now you could have shlichas. That the person who says, if I say to you, please light candles for me, right? So now you would say, you're my shliach, so maybe shlicha shadim k'maisai, so I should be able to make the bracha, right? But the Rechaim says, no, even in that case, the person who lit it. Koshkin bezeh, the isha loy tavarach, a woman telling a guy to light, certainly she can't make a bracha on his lighting. U'maske achroinim etzah cheresos, and therefore they come up with a different etzah. Okay, so this etzah that let the woman light before the chuppah and come back later and make the bracha, they don't like. The Hainu Lefim, and you know, people would have said, oh, I'm going out to eat and I want to light early and I want to be able to drive to the hall for I'm going for a simcha. And therefore, the woman wants the light and not make the bracha and make the bracha later. Mishabura says that doesn't work. Therefore, he gives another eitzah. The Hainu Lefim Adi Kamalon, the Lakaman, the Yichayel Levarach Lahasnais Akaponon Bilitzarech. We later on going to see that with a great tzairach, as the Rav spoke about, there's not something that you should just do regularly. For a great tzairach, the woman can say, I'm lighting candles, but I'm having in mind not to be Mekabel Shabbos. She'ena Mekabel Kabela Shabbos Badlaka. She's not going to be Mekabel Shabbos without Laka. Halchinami bin Yaneinu Harei Letzairach. This is a need, because she won't be able to light later. V'sad Laku Tzavarach Kaidim Shalachas L'chupa V'tasna. She should light before the chuppah, and she should make a condition. I'm lighting now. I'm making the bracha now, but I'm having in mind that I don't want to be mekabel Shabbos. We'll discuss more about when you could do this, why not. Who adin nami isha shechol lael to be lost of Erev Shabbos, a woman who has to go to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos. Tadlik v'ktavarach koidim alichas l'beis ha'tvila, before she goes to the mikveh. V'tasna she'ena mekabel Shabbos ad achi rechitza v'chafifa. Right? So oftentimes a woman would do the rechitza beforehand at home, but let's say she can't and she's going to the mikveh to do that. Back then they didn't have bathtubs at home, so therefore they would light the candles with a bracha, have in mind not to be mekabel Shabbos, and this way she can do the bathing over there at the mikveh. Okay, the nusach of the bracha is a hadlik ner, to light a candle. Vafilik shemadlik common neris, even if a person's lighting multiple candles. You say ner. What were we commanded? We commanded the ikar mitzvah is one candle, and therefore it's enough that you say lahadlik ner shel Chanukah. You don't say, no, I'm sorry, not ner shel Shabbos, not you're not ne rice. Okay, let's go a drop further in the mechaber over here. We have another minute or two. Gamba Yantav Tzarech Levarach, on Yantav we light candles. You also make a bracha lahadlik ner shel Yantav, to light the candle of Yantav. Will be Yom Kippur below Shabbos. If it's Yom Kippur without Shabbos, yesh mishayim shaloi levarach. That those who hold not to make a bracha, that's not our minig. The ayin lekamet simin tafresh yud. You'll see later on tafresh yud. Okay, the Ramah we're going to continue next week, but let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Gamba Yantav ain Tzarech Levarach zman adlaka. You don't have to say Shechiyonu when you light the candles. However, in the places that the minig is, you shouldn't stop them. And that Lamaisa seems to be the minig by most of us, that the women on Yontav make the Shechiyonu when they light the candles. Ner shel Yontav, imchal Yontav is Shabbos. If it's Yontav and Shabbos, oimer shel Shabbos v'shal Yontav, you put both and you say Shabbos first, since Tadav Shena Tadar, Tadar Kaidim. V'ayel lekamet simen tov resh yod, demevi shama mechaba das ha-poisik ka-matzrich levarach. That holds that you do make a bracha on Yom Kippur. The Svir Lag, now, what would be the Havamina not to make on Yom Kippur? He says as follows. The Svir Lag, the Gam Yom Kippurim, Av Shein Bayachil of Ishtiyav Ein Shayach Olav Mitzvah Zaynik. What did we say the Mitzvah of candles comes from? Is Einik Shabbos. Yom Kippur, there's no Mitzvah Einik. Av Filahach Shayach by Mishum Shalom Bayis. If the room is going to be dark and people are going to trip and bump into each other and stub their toes, right? Then they are going to not have Shalom Bayis. So the part of the candles that's negated to Shalom Bayis, that still applies even on Yom Kippur, and therefore the Shita, other Shita, who holds that you do make a bracha, and that seems to be our minhag, that we do make the bracha on Yom Kippur as well. Okay, we will stop over here, and in the name of Hashem, we will continue next week.